time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. It's cold outside, baby. It's cold outside. And it's going to get worse. And how do you keep warm during this cold, dangerously cold winter? Tracy and Cody Jensen joining us this morning. Jensen Heating and Air Conditioning joining us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tim.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for coming in on short notice. You know, of course, you're probably getting a lot of that, aren't you? A lot of short notice. Hey, can you guys come on over here and fix me up? This is, honestly, I can't remember this kind of cold. I've been here for 13 years, and I know we've had some pretty good cold snaps, but I've never seen anything like 24 below or, you know, 17 below for a daytime high.
You're right, Tim. It's been a long time since we've had temperatures of this scale. Into the minus 20s and holding for days. Of course, being in the business, I do remember some events of having this happen, but it's been 7, 8, 9, 10 years since we've had a real long cold spell. So we're just going to have to get used to this, hunker down, and we're going to work through it.
Now, you sent along to me, and the reason I got you guys to come in here this morning is you sent along some just simple tips that people can do. I mean, now you're cutting your nose off to spite your face with doing this because, otherwise this would be a service call for most people a lot of times, but, you know, all of a sudden their heater is not working. And it's sometimes just a simple little thing that people can kind of do a little preventative check on themselves just to make sure that things are going to happen, because that's the most important thing, is making sure that your heater is working.
You're exactly right, Tim. And some of these things that we shared with you are just some common knowledge for homeowners to take care of, but they forget about it. They get wrapped up in their lives, and some of these things get forgotten about, and all of a sudden they become emergencies. That's where we come in. We're always welcome to help everybody, but if there's some things we can do to get people through a cold night, it sure helps everybody all around. And with these snow events, sometimes the trucks have trouble getting around, so it's nice for the homeowner to know what they can do to keep themselves warm.
Yeah, now I've actually been in that. I actually had my boiler go completely dead on me, you guys. So I know all about that, the cold nights and trying to stay warm. But let's talk about some of the things. What are some of the common things that you make a service call on, and it's just a real simple fix? I guess filters is the first one, isn't it?
Yes, Tim. It sounds like a non-functioning part of your furnace, but an air filter really causes more service-related issues for us as a technician and a repair company than anything else. These filters not only filter out dirt and debris and animal hair and keep your furnace clean, they can also become plugged. And once they become plugged, the airflow drops, and then the furnaces start getting too hot. And once the furnaces get to a certain temperature, they start going off on some safety devices built into them. Along with that, if a furnace isn't putting out its heat because it's off on temperature and it's minus 20 outside, that amount of heating BTU you really need in your home, and it doesn't happen to be there because the machine is in the off mode. These safeties are there for a reason. All the machines have them, whether they're gas or electric or any sort of heating. Even the old oil furnaces have high temperature safeties on them. So it's very important to do that, just to make sure that your heating machine stays running.
Yeah. I can only imagine that, and it's a simple little thing to just check that filter, right?
Well, a lot of people we've found, they slide a new filter in October going into the heating season, and in a mild year like we've had in the past, a lot of times they can pull that thing out in April and put a new one in for summer and get along fine. You take a year like this where your machines might be running 18, 20 hours a day and moving air the entire time, they become plugged up rapidly, and it just is kind of out of sight, out of mind event. So I would suggest for people with this minus 25 coming up in the next few days, if their October filter is still in their furnace, they should probably go down, not only look at it, just take it out and replace it.
Now, this is for forced air heating, right? Furnaces,
yes, Tim.
Like that.
Yes,
yeah.
Tim.
Now, I don't have one of those. I've got me one of those boilers with the closed water pipe system, so I'm okay, right? I don't have to worry about anything like that, right?
Tim, you have a whole other set of issues there.
Thanks. I knew. You've diagnosed the problem. I have a lot of issues, but let's talk about my home's issues. Let's not get too personal here.
But everything can be caused by a $4 filter. If we come out there and your high temperature safety devices have failed, that's where we come in. They'll only react a number of times before that high temperature safety says, "Oh my gosh, I've been called upon to work now 100 times," and they just quit working, and that's when we have to come out. And it turns into a very costly repair, replacing safety devices and troubleshooting the furnace. So, all for a $4 filter. It's a pretty simple homeowner corrective measure.
Yeah, there's all kinds of filters out there. There's those, ones that filter up pollens and stuff like. Is there any type of specific filter for the colder weather months? I mean, or is it all the same?
They're not all the same. No, they all have different filtering capabilities. The lesser efficient filters seem to allow the machines to actually breathe better and run better. For families that do not have a bunch of kids running around and animals, the lighter quality filters work just fine for them. We see a lot of customers now that go into the store and they say, "Well, here's a nice pleated filter for $11, $12, and it's very efficient." They'll drop that thing in. The worst thing with those is when you forget about them, and they tend to plug up about 5 times quicker than the lesser grade filters. And that's when we run into these problems with furnaces overheating and going off on safety devices. The pleated filters are wonderful, but they need to be changed every 30 days. And sometimes in some events with, you say you have a house with 2 or 3 kids running around and maybe a dog and a cat, we've seen those plug up as quick as 2 weeks.
Wow.
But
you anticipated a question I was going to ask. So if you have animals, especially long-haired cats or whatever, that tends to, those filters tend to clog up a little bit sooner than something else?
Certainly they will.
Okay.
It's all traffic, all this airborne dust, and a lot of these homes in our geographic area, these old 100-year-old homes, all the return airs are right on the hardwood floor in the center of the room.
Okay.
And where do the animals like to lay? Right on top of them.
Yeah, they do. Okay. So
and one more thing with the filters to think about is when you're in store purchasing, read the front of it. It's going to do exactly what it says it's going to do. If it's going to catch 99.9% of all airborne
whatever,
it's going to do exactly that. So, our recommendation would be something a little less restrictive and something to where, like the rest of us, life gets in the way and you forget to go down there and check it. Something a little less restrictive just buys you more time and then can get kind of control some of the more expensive repairs that we've been running into here in the last couple weeks here.
Have you guys been getting a lot of calls recently?
Yes, and it's all temperature related, of course, because even these plugged filters, the machines will run fine in normal winter Iowa condition. Their normal temperature is 22 degrees. It's not minus 7, 10, 15, 22 degrees. So that's when this stuff shows up. Motors are running longer. The motors finally get to the point where they're so hot they fail. And it's just a weather event. It's just like when it's 100 degrees in the summertime. Our air conditioners are crashing a lot more rapidly.
Let's take now that we've been talking about forced air furnaces, but like I said, I've got a gas boiler and it's closed system, so I have nothing to worry about, right? Nothing bad can happen to me right now, right?
There's things that can sure happen to you, Tim, but there's a different scale of components. A person has to be a little more mechanically versed to be doing different adjustments and tests on your hot water boilers.
What about the vents? Because I know I've got a vent outside that when that boiler vents out all the steam or whatever it is, it seems like it's the, I don't know, what is it venting?
Yeah, every furnace, every boiler, every gas system produces emissions, and you got to get it outside of the house, most commonly known as carbon monoxide. As we all know, that's a very dangerous substance to have inside the home. So it gets exhausted outside. A lot of the newer furnaces require intakes also, so a lot of times you'll see two pipes heading outside. One big thing we have right now, as we've seen this morning, we've got some pretty gusty winds and some snow moving around, and one thing we all in Iowa know is that when those two combine, it causes drifts and things like that. Another big part of what we've been doing the last couple of weeks is, snow builds up around the intakes and the exhaust and doesn't allow inside pressure switches to make, which therefore causes the unit to fail. Something real easy that can be done summertime, go around your house, or even now, go around your house, find where those pipes are exiting the house and just clear them of all snow and debris around them. You can always just take your hand and run it up into the pipes and just try and make sure they're cleared of any kind of debris or whatsoever, because that's another simple one that can be done as a homeowner just to keep themselves going.
Do animals tend to, I know they're not really big, but do animals tend to sit there and say, hey, that's a warm place, I think I'll put a little nest in there?
Yeah, we see that a lot in the summertime, not so much in the winter. But yeah, I mean, you pull birds' nests and all kinds of other...
Spiders.
Yeah, spider webs are another one. You pretty much find all kinds of things. Easter eggs, it's a great place to hide Easter eggs. So we found those before, too. But just mainly just try and keep an eye on where they're coming out of the house and just making sure they're clear of any obstruction.
We're talking this morning with Tracy and Cody Jensen of Jensen Heating this morning about heating issues. We're going to talk about your thermostat when we return right after this.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community on Broad Street in Grinnell. Mayflower Community lets you choose the way you want to live with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. Mayflower Community truly allows you to enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices in independent living, especially affordable campus apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is where and what to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's always regular dining, and there are special meals and holiday meals with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, along with assisted living and memory support living. To see all the choices Mayflower Community offers to you, take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 to explore all your living options today. Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk. Just a couple of quick updates here. Belle Plaine and East Marshall Schools have now closed for the day. Also, Diana Dolly called Powhatan County Courthouse today. Auditors, driver's license plates, treasurer for taxes, and recorder offices will all be closed due to paint fumes. Okay. I guess they did some painting. Can't open the window. You know, I did that. I almost killed ourselves to redoing my floors, and then cold weather hit. So, yeah, there you go. Talking with Tracy and Cody Jensen about cold weather tips and heating your home. And, you got a programmable thermostat now, so you set that thing, and you want to be real fuel efficient, so you set it to drop down to, like, 62 at night and then warm back up to 72 during the day or whatever. And that's not always a good thing to do, is it? Especially when we get to situations like this.
No, Tim, you're right. Everybody seems to be worried about their carbon footprint and, of course, the high price of this fuel that we're burning. And they're used to using their programmable thermostat and dropping their temperature 7, 8, 10, some people up to 15 degrees at night. Us heating contractors, we do not size our heating equipment for minus 25 degrees below zero. We size it and try to stay close to our design temperature around Iowa's minus 10. So let's take a 25 below zero night, and they're talking possible negative 50 degree wind chills. With a programmable thermostat, if you turn your temperature back 10 degrees, it's going to probably make that full 10 by the time you wake up in the morning or you get home from work. Now, all of a sudden, this furnace is told, okay, let's heat this house back up to 68 degrees from, say, 55. And really, a lot of furnaces do not have the horsepower to bring that machine and home back up 10 or 12 degrees. Our recommendation is when the weather people are telling you that Tuesday night, when you wake up Wednesday morning, it's going to be minus 22. All these programmable thermostats have a setting on them that says hold. And if you go over to your thermostat and put it on hold and a temperature you're comfortable at, it may still drop a few degrees if it's going to be that cold out in your house, but it's not going to have to fight to recover from a 10 or a 15 degree drop.
Because it'll keep constantly keeping mm-hmm. it at that temperature,
yes,
so it's not having
yes.
to work nearly as
yes.
hard.
It sounds wrong, but if it's minus 25 degrees outside and your furnace is running 18 to 24 hours a day, that's not a bad thing. It's not that your furnace was put in too small, because we try to design them for normal winter conditions so that they come up to their operating temperatures and they stay there and they run a while. So a lot of means of keeping the house warm is let's not drop the temperature and let's try to maintain the temperature. It's only going to last for a day or two, and then we'll be back into normal winter conditions, and you go back and get into your run program, and life is good.
All righty. Good stuff, good tips, guys. I don't envy you getting called out, you know, in the middle of whenever in this cold weather. I'm sure you're going to have to, but stay warm. You already got some colds there, so try to take care of yourselves. Appreciate you coming in here and sharing all this. This is good information for people to know. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. We appreciate it also.
Thank you, Tim. Good luck to everybody this week. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, is there a website or a phone number people can contact you at if they need more information?
Yeah, Jensen Heating. Our phone number is 236-7337, and our website is jensenheating.com.
Tracy Jensen, Cody Jensen, our guest this morning. Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. It's KGRN Grinnell, 8 o'clock.
Would be a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Hakeem Jensen.